Shalom, you're listening to Amud V'Chazar with Daniel Eisenberg. We're doing Maseches Brachos, Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis. I don't think we're going to be able to have the shiur later tonight because of Bedikas Chametz, so I thought I'd record it for you guys in advance, and you could do it on your own time. And we'll be in touch regarding how we're going to do Lamed Vav, Amud Aleph and Amud Beis, as both of them are the nights of the Siddurim. So usually you're able to learn Gemara during night Seder, but that's night Seder, not Seder night. So we'll try to work out a way to get Lamed Vav in. Okay, so we're at the top of Lamed Hey Amud Beis, and the Gemara, we were talking about making brachos, whether how you're allowed to, how you must make brachos before you benefit from anything in this world. We mentioned that it's a form of me'ila, like stealing from Hashem. If you benefit from the world without a bracha, we mentioned the answer to stira, v'Hashem ha'aretz m'lo'a, as opposed to v'Hashemayim ha'shemayim Hashem v'aretz n'san l'vnei adam. This is kan before the bracha, kan after the bracha, lachar bracha. So now the Gemara continues. The top of the Amud Lamed Hey Amud Beis, Amar Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Kol Anena Min Olam Hazebela Bracha, Kilo Gozel LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ukneses Yisrael. Anybody who benefits from Olam Hazeh without a bracha is like he stole from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and from Knesset Yisrael, right, from all of Klal Yisrael. Shenamar Gozel Aviv Imova, Omer Ein Pasha Chaver Hu Li'ish Mashkis. Right, so the Pasuk says that somebody who says, or someone who steals from his father and his mother and then says, it's not a sin, I didn't do anything wrong. So he is a chaver, a friend of a man who damages. So Gemara says, "Vein aviv ela kadosh baruch hu, shenamar halahu avicha kanecha." So it says, what does it mean? You stole from your father? So that's Hashem, because Hashem is our father. The pasuk in Hazinu calls him a father. We know avinu malkenu. Banu atem laHashem elokeichem. Ve'en imo el Knesset Yisrael, and his mother is a reference to Knesset Yisrael. Shneimar Shema b'ni Musar Avicha v'al titosh Torah simecha. Right, this famous pasuk from Mishlei. So Torah simecha is a reference to the Torah of Knesset Yisrael, and that's a reference to Klal Yisrael. And Rashi just explains over here that when kishachatu aperus. A paris lokin, that people everyone's gonna be damaged. And ve'ein pesha lefisha who make el roim acherim the lamed the manu. People are going to lasoskein. People are going to learn from him. So he's stealing from Hashem and he's causing Knesset Yisrael to sin because they're going to learn inappropriately to benefit from the world without making a bracha. So my chaver who leish mashkes. What does it mean that he is a chaver? He is a companion to a man of destruction and ish mashkes. Amar Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa chaver who liravim ben avat. He is a friend an accomplice an assistant of Yeravim ben Nevat. Shehishkes as Yisrael lavim shevashmayim who destroyed Yisrael to their father in heaven. Right, Yeravim ben Nevat. He was the first melech of the Aseret Hashvatim. He broke away from Rechavam ben Shlomo HaMelech, and he caused a divide in Klal Yisrael, for sure, and not just from Klal Yisrael, Yehuda, from the other Shvatim, but Klal Yisrael from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was afraid that the Jewish people would follow back up Rechavam and not him, that they would return to if they would go to the Beis HaMikdash, so he blocked off the Beis HaMikdash and stopped Aliyah Regla from taking place. He actually made up his own Yom Tovim instead of the Shosh Regalim and created his own Makomos of Tefillah for Avodah Zarah with a Golim. So you are basically joining forces with your Avim to create a distance between Hashem and the Jewish people. If you don't make brachos, and especially if people, in a way that people will learn from you. And another teaching of Rav Chanina Bar Papa. Rav Chanina Bar Papa Rami, he asks a contradiction. Ksiv v'lekachti digoni ve'ito v'gomer. So the pasuk says that it's from a pasuk in Hosea, quoting Hashem, that Hashem says, I'm going to take my grain in its time. Meaning that it's a punishment that the Jewish people will not have the grain. So it calls it my grain. Uksiv yasafta diganecha v'gomer. But then another pasuk says, right, pasuk in Shema, that you will gather your grain. So which one is it? Is it digani or diganecha? Is it Hashem's grain or is it our grain? Lo kasha, so it's not a question, and we're not going to say this is before the bracha, this is after the bracha, rather a different response. Kan bizman sheyisrael osin ritzon Hashem makom, this is when Bnei Yisrael are doing ritzon Hashem. Right, so when we're doing Hashem's will, then Hashem says, "Zikanecha, it's your grain." When we're not doing Hashem's will, so Hashem says, "Okay, the truth is, it's really mine. Let me take it back." So it's a similar idea that if we're doing what's in Hashem, then Hashem sustains us; He gives us what we need, and if not, Hashem says, "Really, it belongs to me, and you don't deserve this." Tanur Rabbana, we learned the price of us after Zikanecha. So now, a discussion on this pasuk is actually a very important discussion. I mean, every discussion of the Gemara is very important, but this is very important and goes really beyond this, and a lot of discussions come out of this. Just have to dig anecha, so we say in Shema, that you will gather your grain. Ma tam lomar, what's the Torah saying? He doesn't really have to say this. It's a little bit extra. Just, you know, Hashem says, I can give you all the things that you need, your tiros, your yitzar, your dagan, meaning your grain, your oil, your wine. I'll give you all that stuff. Just not to say, and you gather it. What's it saying? So it's a response, says the Gemara, Lefish Namar, because the pasuk says in Yeshua, Lo Yumash Sefer HaTorah Hazeh Mipicha, that this Sefer Torah should not leave from your mouths. So Yachol Dvarim Kiksavan. So maybe you'll think that it's the words are as they're written, meaning they should be taken in the most literal sense possible, that you're not allowed to stop Torah for anything, meaning you cannot go to work, you cannot gather grain, you cannot work in the fields, you cannot get a job. Tamalom Arv Yasafta Deganecha. Torah teaches us, v'safta d'ganecha, no. Hanheg b'hen minhag derech eretz. You should conduct yourself with the minhag derech eretz, meaning derech eretz, way of the world, meaning people have a parnasa. Derech eretz, we actually learned a couple of blad ago, also a reference, right? Four things that need chizuk. So Torah, Tvila, Maisim Tovim, and one of them is derech eretz, the way of the world, meaning parnasa. So you're supposed to conduct yourself in the way of the world and have parnasa. Of course, you can't have Torah leave your mouth, but you're supposed to conduct yourself in the way of having a parnasa, and therefore the Torah has to tell you, v'safta d'ganecha, Rabbi Yishmael. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. Just a quick clarification over here, at least according to Rashi. He says that why you have to conduct yourself minhag derech eretz is because having, you know, working the fields is inherently a beneficial thing. So there are you know, opinions that would say such a thing, but Rashi says no. Minhag derech eretz she'im tavali de tzorech abrios, because if you don't get a parnasa, then you're going to have to be dependent on other people. Then sofcha libata medivrei Torah. So if you end up becoming dependent on other people because you don't have the financial means on your own, then you're going to end up having to cut out your siddurim, right? So if you think, okay, I'm going to work now instead of going to school and getting a job, I'm going to learn now instead of going to school and getting a job, then you're going to end up always struggling for parnasa. You're not going to be able to learn later on because you're just going to be, you know, going around collecting, trying to get money from others, and it's not going to work out for you. So for the sake of Torah, not leaving your mouths, get a job, yisafta deganecha. And so that's how Rashi understands the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. Not that there's something inherently valuable in working the fields itself. This is not necessary. Okay, it'll be a longer discussion, maybe for different types of professions. But let's move on. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, but Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai famously argues Efshar, and he says Efshar, is it possible that Adam Chorish b'shas Harisha v'zoreh b'shas Zuriya v'kotzer b'shas Ktsira v'dash b'shas Disha v'zoreh b'shas Haruach? Is it possible that a person is going to plant when it's the appropriate time to plant, and harvest when it's time to harvest, and thresh when it's time to thresh, and winnow b'shas ruach in the time of the wind, right? Winnowing is where you throw up the grains and have the wind separate the different pieces from the kernels. So, is it possible to do all those things? So Torah ma teheilel, what's going to be with your Torah, right? If you're going to be working constantly, how are you going to be able to learn? So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says that cannot be. Safta b'diganecha is not telling you that you should get a parnasa, get a job. Ela b'zman she'Yisrael osin ritzon Hashem makom. Rather, when Klal Yisrael are doing ritzon Hashem, melach tanasis ayidei cherim. Their work, their sustenance is provided by others, meaning non-Jews who will support them. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, v'amdu zarim v'ra'ut tzonechem v'gomer. The pasuk says in Yeshayahu, this is at the end of Yeshayahu, one of the last few prakim Yeshayahu, which speaks about the you know, basically messianic times. We see them soon, where we are basically serving the role. All of Klal Yisrael are like basically like Kohanims and Leor Goyim, and a light into the nations, and they are providing our sustenance while we're able to learn Torah and instruct them in the Torah that applies to them. So he says this act, this is what we're supposed to do. Right? Strangers will get up and they're gonna take care of your sheep. However, says Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, when you're not doing Ratzon Hashem, melachta nase'es al yidei atzman. Their work is going to be done by themselves. Meaning, if the Jewish people are not doing what they're supposed to be doing, then they're going to have to end up doing their own stuff, their own farming. Shenemar v'safta zegnechas. It says you will have to gather your grain. The Lord, and even more than that, ela shemelechas achirim nase'es al yidei. In fact, more than that, you're going to be doing the work for other people. You're going to be supporting other people with your farming. Shenemar v'avadetes oivecha v'gomer. As we say in the Tochacha, that you're going to be working for your enemies. So that's even a lower level, right? So if we're on the highest level, then all our farming and sustenance needs will be provided for us, and we'll be able to just be osek in Torah. However, if we're on a lower level, then we have to do our own farming, and if we're on an even lower level, we're going to have to be doing the farming of others and work for them. So now that, this is the whole kolel discussion. Is it appropriate to learn full time, not get a parnasa, depend on the money of others? So this is going to be one of the main sources, if not the main source, of this discussion. And we see what's going to follow, halacha lemaisa. So that's a machlokas tanaim. What do the amoraim say? So amar abaye, harbe asuk Rabbi Yishmael va'osa biyadan. There are many who did like Rabbi Yishmael. And they were successful in both regards. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, v'lo osa biyadan. There are many people who did like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, who went into learning full time and were not successful. Now, not successful in what regard? So presumably in both, right? Not making a better big parnasa and not being able to learn properly because of that. So it seems like Abaye is saying that, so it seems like he's passing like Rabbi Yishmael, but the truth is he's not necessarily. It's a discussion, but he says many, right? Harbe, the also be and it was successful. So meaning that it could be that there are certain people that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's approach is correct for. The question is who exactly fits that bill. But that's going to be a discussion based on the comment of Abaye, and now Abaye's Chavrusa Rava. Also said a similar comment. Amar lehu Rava l'Rabbanan. Rava said the Rabbanan. B'matusa minayichu. I beg of you. B'yomei Nisan v'yomei Tishrei lo tischazu kamai. In the days of Nisan and the days of Tishrei, do not be seen before me. Meaning, don't come to yeshiva in the days of Nisan and Tishrei. Rashi says b'yomei Nisan yemei hakatsir, harvest season. B'yomei Tishrei derichas agasos v'abadim. Right, there were certain things in the presses, like the olive presses, the wine presses. So those are work season, and he says, don't come to me to learn at those times. So that you're not troubled about with your parnasa the entire year, meaning when it's work season, work, and then come to yeshiva. So I don't know exactly what the setup was, meaning I'm sure he's not saying don't be kovei itim during those times, but it could be if they were traveling, it could be that they had spent full days in yeshiva. I don't know how long his seder was, meaning not his basic seder, his learning seder was, and shiurim were, but it could be that it was he's saying don't invest a long amount of time, but for sure we kovei itim even when work days. Okay. Amar Rabbi Bar Bachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi. So Rabbi Bachana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, who said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, or Rabbi Eloi, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloi was a Tana. He's Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah, so Rabbi Yochanan didn't hear from Beferus, but Mishum in his name, he heard it. Bo ur ei shaloch hadoros harishonim doros haracharonim. Take note how the earlier generations are not like the later generations. Doros harishonim basu torasim kevam alachton arai. Zovazon is kaima biyadon. So earlier generations, they made their Torah keva, that was their main priority in life, and they made their jobs, the things that they did on the side just to make parnasa, but not with, that they considered to have inherent value, they made that, secondary, tafel, and both were successful. They were successful financially, and they were, as much as they felt they needed to be, and they were more importantly successful in their Torah learning. But later generations that made their financial careers the main part of their lives, and the Torah secondary, were unsuccessful financially and unsuccessful with their Torah learning. Torah learning is expected, but even their finances were unsuccessful. It's unclear why that was the case or how we define that. Could be that they didn't have the right perspective, or the Torah that was supposed to bring bracha into their life didn't, because they didn't have enough Torah to properly guide them, and therefore their finances were a flop, at least in some regard. And another similarly sourced teaching. Another difference between previous and later generations. So earlier generations would bring their fruits in to their houses, derech traksimon, derech shari hechotzer v'abayas, meaning the normal way, the front entrance to the house. That's how they would bring in their grains. Kedei l'chayev in a meiser, so that they would be chayev in meiser, because as we'll explain it momentarily. Doros acharonim machnisin perasim derech ganos gagos derech chatzeros derech karpifos. So, but later generations would bring their fruits in through their roofs and their chatzeros, and I mean, I guess it's unclear if the word chatzeros is supposed to be here. It could be like backyards, not through the front way, derech karfios, through their other types of yards that are not through the front. Why would they do that? Kedei lefatron min ha-meiser. It was a way to get out of giving meiser. That's how they would do it. Right? We mentioned in I think it was. There was a halacha psuka that we mentioned at the beginning of the fifth parak, halacha psuka about someone being clever. I think it was Rava who said being clever with your meiser, and you could bring it in the chaff and feed it to the animals. But this seems to be like a big hetzer that people would use to get out of all their meiser. Deb Rabbi Yana, as Rabbi Yana said, "Ina tevel mischayev meiser at sheyira penei abayis." Meiser doesn't tevel, meaning non-meisered produce, doesn't become subject to the chiyuv of meiser until it sees the bias. How we know? Shneimar, because the pasuk says, "And vidoy meiser, parshas kisevo, biarti hakodesh min habayis." I have destroyed or removed, right? Like we have to do bir chametz. So this wasn't bir chametz. This is bir meiser. I've destroyed the kodesh from the house. I don't have any meiser left in my house. But the dafka says the house, which means that it has to go through the house in the normal way. Rabbi Yochanan, I think argued a little bit. Ava chotzer kovas. He would say no. The chotzer also. Your koveya, the chiyuv for meiser, shenemar va'ochlu bisharecha v'seveya, because the pasuk says that you're going to eat in your sha'arim, in your gates, and you're going to be satiated, and therefore the chatzer would also count, but he would presumably agree that through the roofs and other back entrances and windows and things like that would not obligate somebody in meiser if they came in through that derech. Okay, now let's continue with the mission. The mission says, chutz min yayin v'chulei, meaning that everything that comes from trees, you say Borei Priya 8, and the only exception is wine, which you say Borei Priya Gafan. So the Gemara asks, Maishna Yain, why is wine different? If you're going to tell me, well, because grapes, when they change, they are improved greatly, and therefore we change the bracha. Grapes are ha'etz, but you change it, and it's such a tremendous improvement to go from grapes to wine, right? You're about to have the Seder, Dalad Kosos, to go from grapes to wine is so great. Maybe, so we change the bracha. That can't be. Vahari shemin dishtani iluiluya v'lo shtani lebracha. But olives also are improved tremendously. Right? When they become oil, right? We have olive oil. We can light Shabbos candles, Chanukah candles with the olive oil. It's so beneficial, and all kinds of things that people used to use it for their skin and just their food and for medicines. It's so great olive oil that's such an improvement. But the bracha remains the same, right? How do we know? Damar Rav Shmuel, Damar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, V'chino Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yochanan, Shemen Zayis, Mevarchan Alev, Borei Pari Eitz, because we say Borei Pari Eitz on olive oil. Therefore, we see that the bracha does not change, so what's the reason that the bracha changes for wine and not for olive oil? Amri, Hasam, Yishom Delo Efshar. No, we say the reason you can't make a bracha, a new bracha on olive oil is because of a technicality. It's not possible. Well, what are we supposed to say? Nevarech borei pri hazayis? What are we going to say? Because remember, a zayis means an olive, not just an olive, but a zayis can also mean an olive tree. There happens to be like there are fruits that are named after their trees. So So an olive tree would count as that. A zayas would be an olive tree. So what are we going to say? Heich nevarach. Nevarach borei pri hazayas. Pera gufei zayas ikri. The fruit itself is called a zayas. So, meaning like it's we wouldn't be able to phrase the bracha properly. It would come out very awkwardly because the fruit of the olive, it doesn't work. So because of that technicality, so we can't. But really, we would change the bracha for an olive. So the Gemara says, no, hold on. Hunavarech alei borei pri eitz zayis. So just say it beferish, an eitz zayis, an olive tree. That can't, right? That's also correct to call an olive tree an eitz zayis. Say borei pri eitz zayis, and that'll be fine. So don't give me that technicality answer. It can't be. So why don't we make a bracha, if we make a unique bracha on grapes, because it changes and it's better, why not for olives too? Ela amar zutra chamra zayin mishka lo zayin. The reason, no, there's a fundamental difference in wine and olive oil, because chamra is zayin, it sustains somebody, it nourishes a person. Mishcha lo zayin, but oil does not. It's not a form of sustenance. Well, mishcha lo zayin, is that true that oil doesn't sustain somebody? Well, it's not. But we learned in the Mishnah, hanodim in amazon. Right, this Mishnah is in Erevin. It's talking about nedarim. Hanodim in amazon, mutar b'mayim b'melech. Somebody who takes a neder and says, I'm not going to benefit or take any mazon, any form of sustenance, mutar b'mayim b'melech. So what's he allowed to have? So he's allowed to have water, he's allowed to have salt. The havinan ba, and we said regarding this, there's a discussion about this, mayim u'melech hudelo ikri mazon. Water and salt are not called mazon. Ha'kol mili ikri mazon. But that means everything else, right, would be, by implication, everything else that's not water and not salt is called a form of sustenance, ikri mazon. So then we said over there, Nema tahave to yufta derav u'shmul. So this sounds like a refutation to Rav and Shmuel. What do they say? Da'amri ein mevarchin borei mizonos el v'chameshes hamin in bilvad. Because they say that you only say borei mizonos on the five types of grains, which are obviously wheat, barley, oats, spelt, rye. Again, getting close to home with our matzah and chametz discussion. And so you only, they, Rav and Shmuel said you only say Bremen and Mazonos on those five species because only those things are Mazon. Hold on. This mission over here in Erevin talking about Nedarim says that if you say I'm not going to have, I take a Neder not to have Mazon, so I can only have salt and water. So which one is it? So the Amar of Huna, Huna said regarding that, but Omer Kol Hazan Alai. It's talking about somebody who says that anything that will sustain right, anything that will sustain me, I'm not going to have. However, there are certain things that are called like mazonos. This is mazon. The five grains are the things that are mazon themselves. They are mazon. There are other things that also can provide sustenance. But the bottom line is alma mishka zayin. But we see that oil is something that sustains. So don't tell me that, right, what's the difference between wine and oil? Wine sustains the person, oil doesn't. We see over here that the fact that salt and water are the only things that don't sustain, oil does sustain. So what's the difference? El chamra soid u'mishcha lo soid. The Gemara says that chamra, wine, is like a sa'uda thing, like it provides satiation, it satiates, while mishcha lo soid, oil does not provide satiation. Meaning, yeah, okay, it sustains, it provides sustenance to some degree, but it doesn't like, it's not like a sa'uda in any form that it satiates. The chamra misaid, Gemara says, hold on, does wine really satiate? V'ho rava hava shasei chamra kol mal yom edepischa. This is incredible. Right, this would have been the night of Yadalid, Lel Yadalid Nisan Shir. So Rava would drink wine. Rava Hava Shasi Chamri Komal Yom Edepischa. He would spend the entire Erev Pesach, Hashkacha practice, the entire Erev Pesach drinking wine. Right, right. He wouldn't wait till Dal Kosas. He started early. Why? Ki hechi de negrire lilibe, so that his heart would be dragged, meaning that it would whet his appetite. Venechol matzah tvei, and then he would eat matzah even more. And the Gemara there in Arve Psachim in Maseches Psachim speaks about the importance of eating matzah b'teyavon. That we're supposed to, right, and that's part of why we don't eat matzah Erev Pesach and even 15 days before, or 30 days before, part of eating the matzah properly. And he would drink wine all day long to whet his appetite. Hold on. So that's a contradiction, right? We said over here, wine satiates, but Rava would drink wine to make him hungry. So which one is it? So the Gemara responds, Tuva Garir Pursa Said. A lot will drag a person's heart, a lot whets a person's appetite, but a little bit satiates. So now we see wine has a satiating quality, which oil does not have, and therefore that's that we have a unique bracha for wine. Like where it goes back and again. Wait, umi soyed klau? Does wine really provide a sa'uda in a form? V'haksiv, but the pasuk says, v'yayin samach levav enosh, that wine makes a man's heart rejoice. And the pasuk continues later on, v'lechem levav enosh yisad v'gomer, that lechem provides a sa'uda for a man. In Nama, who decide, chamra lo side, the implication is that bread provides a sa'uda, it satiates, and wine does not. The Gemara responds, elechamra ispe tarti side umesamach. So wine has both qualities. It's sa'id and misamach. It satiates and it provides joy. It gladdens. Nahama misad sa'id samuche lo misamach. But nahama is misad, sa'id, it provides a suda, but samuche lo misamach, and it does not, but it does not cause to rejoice. So that was a unique thing to bread, but at the end of the day, we're saying wine satiates a person. So the Gemara's response to that, Ihachi, that's true, Nevarich alei shalosh brachos, then we should make a bracha of three brachos, right, referring to benching, right, just like we refer to the Amida, the Tefillah, as the Shemona Esrei. So the shalosh brachos is berachos amazon. So if wine really satiates, then bench on wine. So Gemara responds, lo kavi inchi suda sayu ilave. No, people are not koveya seuda on wine, therefore we would not bench on wine. Benching comes only when for a thing that not just sayid, that it kind of like provides an aspect of a suda, but if people are koveya a suda on it. Amalei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak l'Rava, so Rav Nachman says to Rava, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak asked Rava, ikava ilave suda say my. What if somebody had his main suda? His suda was wine. He sat down, had a suda, and said, my wine is my suda. So Amalei, so Rav says back to him, l'chshiyav el Yahu v'yomar ihavya kiviusa. So when El Yahu Navi comes, you can ask him if it's going to be Kaveya Suda, right? So again, another Pesach reference. We're going to have Eliyahu coming to us tomorrow night. So, right, Shvach HaMascha, pouring out wine. So then we can ask him at that point for the Zocha and also Mir Tashem when Mashiach comes, hopefully very soon. We can ask Eliyahu Navi at that point, the halacha and the status of wine being Kaveya Suda. Hashta, but until that point, Miha Batla Dato Etzel Kol Adam. Let's be Mavata, this guy's Das, next to the das of everybody else, meaning normal people don't have a suda only of wine or based around wine. So right now we're going to assume that wine, we're going to go by the general, general population, which is that wine is not something that people are koveya suda on, and therefore we do not bench on wine. However, wine does have a unique quality of being able to satiate, and it improves from the grape. Could be that's a factor as well, and therefore there is a unique bracha on wine. This also will be relevant, perhaps a b'diavad option at a seuda, right? We know that you need a kiddush b'makom seuda, so it could be that based on this, that if someone only had wine, only had a revius of wine or two revius of wine, he wouldn't need a mezonos, but ask your local Orthodox posek to get say that for sure if you could rely on that b'diavad at a kiddush when there's no mezonos there. Okay. Which actually could be very relevant to a kiddush. I mean, people aren't having kiddushin so much this year on Pesach, but particularly relevant to Pesach when very often a kiddush won't have any mezonos found. Okay. So now, but Agufa, we have a question on what we just said regarding the olive oil. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Shmuel, V'chein Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yochanan, Shemen Zayis Mevarachan Ala Borei Periyah 8. So you make a Borei Periyah 8 on olive oil. Hold on, when does that happen? Hey Chidami, how does that come up? That you're going to be having olive oil. Ilema dekash shasile. If you're going to say if someone was just chugging olive oil, he was drinking it. Azuke mazikle. But that certainly causes damage to him. And you're not going to make a bracha if it's something that's not normal to drink. It's something that actually causes damage if you drink it. You don't make a bracha on that. Detanya is we learned in the brisa. Shots Hashem and that we know it's true by wine because we learned in the brisa. Shots Hashem and shel truma. Somebody drinks truma oil. Mishalim as a karen. He pays the principal amount, but he doesn't have to pay the chomesh fine. Generally, someone has to pay back the truma, and he also has to pay a fine for it, a chomesh, a fifth. So, but if somebody drank oil of truma, so he doesn't have to pay that fifth. Hasach shemen shel truma, but if someone anointed himself with that oil, mishalim ha'esakarim, mishalim ha'esachom, but she has to pay the principal, and then he also has to pay the additional fifth. So we see that drinking it is not a eladika achil way. So we see that drinking it is not considered a normal thing to do, and therefore the case where he makes reprieates on the olive oil can't be where he just drank it. So rather, it must be that he had it, he dipped his bread in it, and that's how he had the oil. But the Gemara says, hold on, pas ikar. If that's the case, then it's ikar and tafel. And therefore, and utsan, we don't do the Mishnah kosher, who ikar v'imo tfeila. Anybody who has an ikker, and with it he has a tafel, something that's like an enhancement to it. Right? If you dip bread in oil, you make a bracha on the bread. You don't make a bracha on the oil. So how did he ingest this oil that you make a brei? So rather, he had it for an anigaron. Right? That's what it was for. An anigaron is some type of... right, so anigaron. So here's Rashi. Min machohu v'nosne masocha shemen v'shina b'mishne v'karavikos. We learn in many mishnayos there's something called anigaron, where it's this dish that you put a lot of oil into it, and that's how he had it. Dama Rabba Bar Shmuel anigaron maya desilka. Rabbi Bar Shmuel says that anigaron is like this beet water, this beet soup. Oxigaron maya. And oxigaron is sounds like OxyClean or something like that. But oxigaron is something where everything where it's a maya de kulu shalki. It's all kinds of cooked vegetable soup. But anyways, so maybe he had anigaron im kain. If that's the case, havelei anigaron ikar v'shem and tafel. But still, the oil is tafel, so you only make a bracha on the anigaron. You wouldn't make a bracha on the zayis zak klal koshu ikar v'imot tefela mevarchal ikar potes tefela, as we said before. So what is this case where you're drinking oil or you're ingesting oil and then you are making a brekriyatz in it? Hachom ma'iskinan b'koshes v'grono. No, we're talking about somebody who is sick or is pained in his throat. The Tanya hachoshes v'grono lo yar enu b'shem tchila v'shabbes. So somebody who has a sore throat, he's not allowed to at first put oil in his throat on Shabbos. Lo yar enu b'shem tchila v'shabbes. He can't. Or initially bathe his throat with oil on Shabbos. I will no sin shemen harbe l'soch anigaron uvaleya. But you can put a lot of oil into the anigaron and swallow it that way. So you have, right, so that's a way to deal. I mean, you can't just put in the oil straight. That you can't do. But if you put it a lot of oil into anigaron, you can have it. So you're drinking anigaron, and the purpose of it is really for the oil. And that's why. So now you have anigaron, but really the anigaron is going to be tafel to the shemen itself. Pshita, isn't that obvious? So of course you would make the bracha there. So what were they teaching? So Mahad is saying, you would have said, cave under the refua kamechavein. So since he's doing it for refua, this is medicinal purposes, and not for just eating or drinking, lo levarich alei klaus, maybe you should make a bracha at all. Kamash malon, we learn from this, cave under isleha na mine bai baruche. Since he's getting hana from it, he needs a bracha anyway. So because it's anigaron, if it was just oil, and it's for medicinal purposes, you're just taking medicine without any taste, then you would not make a bracha. But since there's a taste with it too, and you're also getting hana, you make a bracha for it, even though it's medicine. And this is the case where you have it, where you would make a brei priya eitz on it, because the anigaron is not the main point. The main point is the oil. And this, therefore, it's tefillah to the oil, and that is the case we make Berei Priya Eitz, Yashir Koach.